Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Figure It Out podcast. I'm Jonathan Gerhartz, the founder of FIO Media and the host of this podcast. Just wanted to thank you guys all for listening in today. Sorry this has been a little bit since our last podcast. We've been super busy over here at FIO Media. Not only do we create content such as this podcast and videos on YouTube and on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook, but we also run a digital marketing company. So we do digital ad campaigns on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We create content for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and also, our newest addition to our services is data analytics. So we've been focusing a lot on growing out this part of our business and helping our clients analyze their marketing data, analyze any data really they have within their company, and also kind of build the infrastructure they need to collect and analyze that data within their company. So really excited about that. And just been working hard on getting that going. So again, sorry, it's been a while since our last podcast, but I'm really excited to share this episode with you today. So that being said, thank you for listening to that plug. Today's guest is Hernan Cias, founder of Cias First, which is a real estate and financial wellness company. He is also the founder and host of the Business Bros podcast, which features the untold stories of risk takers and dream makers. These incredible beings share their secrets to life's greatest questions, one podcast at a time. So I don't know if you guys know this, but the way I do this podcast, I reach out to people online who I think are pretty interesting and are doing some cool things. We connect via Instagram or email. And then when they come on to do a podcast on a video call or a video chat, that is the first time I'm ever meeting them, really. You can call it face-to-face. We're kind of just looking at each other through a screen. But the first time I'm really ever, you know, talking with them. So sometimes it takes a little while to kind of hit it off with the person. We might have to have a little bit of a conversation before the podcast, and then I'll hit record maybe 10 or 15 minutes later. However, that was not the case today. Hernan and I hit it off right away, which was awesome and is always exciting. He just had an enormous level of energy that really kind of energized myself and got me excited. So we jumped right into it, and I think we did a really awesome show. So I'm happy to share it with you guys and would love to hear your feedback. And so please, you know, when you're done listening, please shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook or email me. My email's on the website, but it's jonathan@fiomedia.com. Would love to hear what you have to say. Also, if you're interested on coming on the podcast and talking about any of the things I mentioned earlier, social media, digital marketing, digital ad campaigns, data analytics, we're really looking to get some data people on here. We would love to hear your feedback. So thanks so much for listening today. Really hope you enjoy the episode. Take care.
You're listening to the Figure It Out podcast, produced by FIO Media.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Figured Out podcast. I'm Jonathan Gerhartz, and we have here today Hernan, thanks a lot for joining us. Welcome to the Figured Out podcast. How's everything going with you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. All is well. Live in beautiful, sunny San Diego, California. So we complain when it gets past 80 and when it gets below 65. So that's the extent of what I have to complain about. But other than that, all is well.
Right. That sounds pretty good. And how often does it get outside of that range?
Very, very rarely. I mean, we're going through a heat wave, and I think we hit 80 this week. Nice. No humidity either, so you can't complain.
Awesome. So you guys got a little podcast going on out there called the Business Bros podcast. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that and how it's going? You're on episode 277.
Actually, we're a little ahead of that. We post content on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So we put out an episode every, Monday through Friday. So we've recorded all the way through episode 281. I think we posted today 277, I think 278, something like that. Mm-hmm. it's one of those things that kind of has grown as we've developed. I mean, I'll tell you the story of how it started. Is that a good time right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
awesome. So my brother and I run an insurance agency. I have a number of different licenses. I've always been kind of a license junkie. So I have my real estate license. I've had a tax practice since about 2006. I have my life insurance license. I have a teaching credential in mathematics and a degree in accounting. And so I kind of collected these things. And early on, I kind of learned that if I maintain my licenses in different areas, A, I have the ability to speak about them. You know, I have a piece of paper that says I'm qualified to speak about them. And then B, when I send referral business, I get paid on those things. Hmm. And so, you know, those licenses were there. I've been in those businesses and in those fields for a while. And slowly I get in to learn the aspects of that particular business and then work my way out. And so I did the same thing with our insurance agency. I partnered in with two other partners to build Pipeline Insurance. I came in as the accountant, so I handle all the commissions, bookkeeping, that sort of stuff. And then when my brother got out of the Navy, he needed something to do. So I said, look, dude, I got this insurance company. We want to make it, you know, go full speed. So how about we get you into insurance? And so that's how we got him into insurance. And we got to the point where now we have a systematic system of getting somebody who's barely got a new license in insurance to come on board, train them, get them appointed with the insurance companies and go out and sell. And so the question came up, how do we get in front of more people to tell them what it is that we do? You know, that's what basic marketing is. You want to be able to get in front of more people, whether it's direct to consumer and tell them, you know, this is the insurance company that you should go with. Or in our case, which we're mainly a training company, we want to partner up with people. So I initially started off with creating videos. So I started, we went to Comic-Con, not this year, we went the year before, and we took a video camera and he recorded me and we, you know, we talked to different people dressed up as superheroes and we asked them superhero questions, but in the insurance. Space, right? And I was like, you know what, maybe this isn't really my thing. I don't know if I want to be taking a camera guy with me everywhere I go. You know, how do I continue to get more and more exposure, more and more top of mind? And so, you know, I'm a big Gary Vee fan. I have a different podcast that I listen to on the real estate space, and a lot of them. You should start a podcast. And so that's why I've been married. I've been with my wife for 19 years because I'm good at following directions. You tell me what to do. Okay, I'll do it. And so, I went on Amazon and I was like, okay, I need to start this podcast thing. So I looked for some equipment. I was like, oh, look, I got a 4 mic system. Let's order that one. Boom. Ordered it. It came in. And I basically dragged my brother. I said, hey dude, we're going to do a podcast. And he's like, you know, okay, right, kind of skeptical. And I was like, and we're going to do it every day. And he was like, okay, you know, like he was really, really skeptical. So honestly, it's one of those things that we just kind of figured out as we go. The name Business Bros, for example, the way it came out is pretty simple. We were filling out the application to promote your podcast on iTunes. And it said, you need a name. And so we looked at each other, we're like, well, we're in business and we're brothers. Let's just call it Business Bros. And boom, that's the name that we stuck with, right? No real formal thought. You know, in hindsight, we probably should have done a little more thinking about it. But the objective was, let's get up, let's get rolling, and let's just try this out, see how it works. You know, I committed to a 3-year thing. I was like, I'm going to do this for 3 years. And I knew that after 3 years, if I do this right, I should have a pretty good following. I should know it a little bit better. I should be, you know, should have a level where it'll generate revenue after 3 years. You know what I mean? And so, well, 3 years hasn't gone up yet. We've been doing it for about a year, and from when we started to where we are today, dude, let me tell you, it's been a whole different world. Like, I never would have known where we were today, or even would have thought of where we were today. Because when we first started, it was very basic. I mean, if you ever listen, I love now going back on people like YouTubers or whatever, going back to their very first video and like watching their first videos compared to where they are today. Like, it's night and day, right? It's night and day. You get better and better as you keep doing it. And so, you know, when we did our first podcast, I mean, it was just him and I, and we would literally sit down and outline what we were going to say. And it was, you know, very scripted, and we had great topics. I mean, we talked a lot about what we are, you know, different sales training things that we did with our insurance agents, how we trained them, things that, you know, mindset and personal finance, all these different things. But we started in July, and from July to December, nobody listened. I mean, my mom did. So mom was an avid listener, but other than that, nobody really cared that it existed. Then my 8-year-old son gave us the keys to the dream. This is what opened it up for us. He said, "Dad, if you want people to listen to your podcast, you need to get influencers on your show." And I was like, First of all, I was impressed that an 8-year-old knew what an influencer was. I didn't even quite understand what an influencer was, but it made sense to me. I was like, oh, okay. So cheat sheet number one when starting a podcast is get guests on your show. So, you know, it's and now in hindsight, it's pretty basic, but you want to increase your subscription base. You want to leech off followers, off people. That's the best way to do it. You get a guest on their show. They turn around and share the show with their friends and family. And now you have a little bit of a listening following, and some of them might subscribe. Some of them might not, but at least your name gets out a little more. And so I reached out to a realtor buddy and got him on the show, and he loved it. I mean, most people today have heard a podcast. Very few people have been on one. And so, you know, that at the end of the show, I would always ask the same question: who do you think would be a good guest to have on the podcast? And so they'd tag somebody, and now we're on social media sharing their interview with other people and tagging who they thought would be a good guest. And so people, you know, it kind of perpetuated after that. It was almost like a snowball effect. One tagged another, tagged another, tagged another. And we got to the point now where we're booked up 8 weeks in advance with people who want to be on the show. We built an audience on Facebook is primarily where we built our audience. We have, according to Facebook stats, it's over 2,000 views a week on our Facebook stuff. And the show itself has grown as far as technology. Now we do video. We use what's called Sling Studio. So we do live edits. We put in banners lower thirds where you put, you know, people's name and contact info on the show. We can do split screen. You know, we go Facebook Live. It's grown, but it's grown because of everybody who's been on the show. They share all kinds of great information with us. So, I mean, that was the long of it, but that's how we got started.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. I think a lot of times, you know, people might look at someone like yourself or someone like Gary Vee and say, well, you know, there's no way they started from nothing. They must've had some sort of advantage. They must've had some sort of, you know, cheat code. But really everyone kind of starts at the bottom, and you got to start somewhere. And I think you mentioned a couple of very key things that you did that, you know, I would probably just from an outsider looking in assume that really led to your success, right? Is, you know, you started, you were consistent. That's the first thing, right? You guys did it every day. So putting out a lot of content every day gives people a lot of opportunities to listen to you. Maybe if you're talking about different topics, you know, if you do 10 different topics in 10 days, you know, that's 10 different opportunities that somebody might like one of those topics, right? They may not like all, but maybe they like at least one. So you're putting out 10 different pieces of content. You're kind of putting yourself out there to a pretty broad audience. And then two, you know, bringing people on the podcast, like you said, is a great way to tap into their followers, tap into the people that are influenced by that person and turn them into your own fans. So, you know, you did start from the bottom just like everyone else, but by doing those things on a consistent basis, you've now been able to grow this show over time.
Absolutely. I mean, there's other little hacks that I'll share with you that I've learned along the way. For example, one of the things we do before every show, this is before even the camera or the mics go on. When a guest comes in, I have them make sure that we're friends on Facebook. And I'll give you the spiel I give them. Look, you know, I'm like, okay, open up your Facebook app. I'm like, let's make sure we're friends on Facebook. So that way, when we go live, I'm going to share the feed with you. And that way your friends can see it. And once they do that, then I go, okay, now I want you to go to the Business Bros page. I want you to scroll over to the community section. And there's a section right here that says invite your friends. And we're going to invite your friends to like the Facebook page so that when we go live, they get the alert. Right. Now it does that. It does all those things. But what it also does is now I have their friends and family liking our Facebook page. Now, I didn't learn this until, you know, February or March. I went to be a guest on somebody else's podcast and they had me do it. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, that is pure genius. Yeah. Because honestly, so in I want to say March or April, I started our Facebook page for the podcast, and it's only been a few months, and we went from zero to almost 4,000. We should be breaking 4,000 here in the next, by the end of this week. Wow. Of, you know, followers. And it's, imagine if I had been doing that all year long, you know. Wow. What I mean? Like, it would have been totally different, but going forward, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, we've monetized this barely any. And when I mean barely any is, I think we've made $20 off the podcast. So it's not like it's making money yet. But what it is doing is we're growing an audience. And as that audience grows, what we are doing is every single person who comes on the show knows that we do insurance. And so we're building powerful relationships with a lot of people. We're giving them the opportunity to grow their business alongside, where we can be alongside with them. And so it's doing that later on. I mean, when you have a following of, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 people, you get to a different thing. Now I can start going direct to consumer and saying, hey, are you, you know, is your auto policy up? Do you need a renewal? How's your homeowner's quote? Do you have life insurance? Like, all of a sudden the door opens to a lot of different things, but it's one of those things that's progressive. Like, it's not where we're at today, but it's where we're going to be later on. And we're doing little things that get us to that position. So for me, that's been our Facebook hack. Like, doing that has grown our Facebook audience tremendously. And that's where we spend a lot of our time. So now I got to figure out, okay, how do I do this Instagram hack? How do I do something similar in Instagram so that our following continues to grow? How can I do that on YouTube so I can build a following on YouTube? You know, each of them has its own, it's a different platform, it's a different medium. But if you can figure out how to grow each and one individually, like, I figure we've done really well on Facebook. Now it's time to start building our Instagram a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no, that does sound like those are really awesome tips. I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to start doing that as well. Do you guys do all your podcasts in person, or do you do them like via chat like this, or?
So we try to do them all live. I mean, we literally, if people who come to the podcast, it's at my house. Like, we have our insurance office, and it's a nice one. It's like right near the beach. It's a great location for the insurance office. And we've thought about a number of times moving the podcast over there. Problem is, it's an office. So phones ring, or, you know, our admins are talking. So there's a lot of noise. So we haven't done it there. We just stuck right here at my house. And so, you know, I have a home office, and you literally have to walk through my master bathroom to get into the office. But it's super humble, right? I mean, when people come over, they enjoy it. I happen to live on top of a hill. I have a great view of all of San Diego. It's a nice spot. But it's very humbling, the space when you come in. It's just, it's cool. It's very personable. We get along really well. And so I try to keep most of our interviews in person. But we do some Zoom calls. So we use Zoom, the webinar feature. Yep. So it allows us to do the video interaction and the live at the same time. So one of the things that I found is the consistency on live and Facebook also helps us get more reach when we put out content. So we want to try to go live as much as possible. And so, you know, yeah, we do webinars, but for the most part, we want to stick to the person. It's, I think it just brings on a little bit of a different dynamic.
Right. Yeah. I think that's probably the best way to do it. Right. Something about kind of being with someone in the room that brings probably a better energy than kind of doing it over the phone. But I mean, both ways are good ways to at least get started, right? Get
yourself. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the beauty of this thing is there is no real wrong way to do it. Right. The only wrong way to do it is to not. Right. If you're not doing it, then you're doing it wrong. Right. But if you're doing it, you're only going to get better. You know, there's people who come on the show and they're like, hey, I want to start a podcast. I'm like, look, I've read over and over again different people that episode 7 is usually as far as people get. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem is that consistency factor. Mm-hmm. You have to put it on your calendar. This is the time that I'm going to do this. And you're going to like it. Let's be honest. You have to enjoy doing it. If you don't enjoy doing it, you're never going to get past that 7th episode. Some people are like, well, you know what? I don't have time to do it every day. That's fine. Just put it in your calendar for that once a week. There's plenty of shows out there that post once a week or even once a month. You're right. We had the benefit of doing it on a daily basis, but at the same time, that's a downside. Now, you know, my wife gets to look at the calendar and be like, which days do I close off? Because otherwise they're going to get filled up with somebody who's going to come over to be on the podcast. Right. And so, you know, you're giving up one thing for another. We have the consistency. We're growing on a regular basis because of the consistency, but I'm giving up that time slot in life. You know what I mean? So if you don't enjoy what you're doing, it's going to be very difficult to continue doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's super important, right? And if you're just starting off, you know, you don't have to do it every day, but getting into a regular schedule of doing it is the only way you're going to be able to grow it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we talk about this with our insurance agents. I talk about this with real estate agents all the time. Look, if it's not on your calendar, it doesn't exist. Like I use Google and that's my calendar. And, you know, I have a synced one with my brother. So we make sure that, you know, we book guests and coordinate the podcast at the same time. But if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't exist. If we talk about it, but it never makes it to the calendar, it's not going to happen. And so, you know, the calendar is going to fill up. We have a nice system now where guests can select their dates and their times and we're good to go. And that's the other thing is it used to be that they can select the time. Now that I'm thinking about it, they can't select the time anymore. Our podcast is every single day, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. And that's it. That's the time that's available. So you pick a day that's going to work for you. We used to let them pick a date and time, but then that really bogs down my own personal calendar. Now I don't know if, you know, tomorrow I'm at 2 or the next day I'm at 5 or what's going on. Like, I know this is the time slot that we're doing podcasting every single day. Right. And that's just it. That's part of what we do now.
Right. So, you know, if I wanted to start my own podcast, right, I'm a small business owner, or maybe I'm not. Let's say I'm a small business owner and I'm right now doing a bunch of things to market my company. I'm going to Chamber of Commerce meetings. I'm spending some money maybe on some billboard ads, doing some old fashioned types of marketing. And I'm also just super, super busy. You know, would you recommend me to take the time away from some of the things I'm doing in my business or going to those networking events and put it towards starting a podcast instead? Do you think that pays bigger dividends than doing kind of in-person stuff?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about here, because I think there's always two aspects and people get these confused all the time. There's a difference between branding and there's a difference between marketing, right? If you're branding, the ROI is not the same. It's not a, you know, I put money in and I'm going to get money out. If you're doing the marketing, that does have an ROI. You are going to measure that out. And so if you're doing branding things, that's time that's got to come out of your day. And you got to understand that this is a very long-term play. When it comes to marketing, this is something that you want to get together so that you create a piece of content, you put it out there, you see what kind of return you get. And if it doesn't work, you modify and adapt and test and continue to move forward. So if we're talking about the marketing side, a podcast can be, it can really help you out on multiple levels. So for example, when you do a podcast, A, you have the audio recording. So when we first got started, the way I would pitch it to people is, hey, come on the show, we'll record the podcast. It'll be fun. At the end, I'll send you the audio and it's yours to use. Yeah. And you know, the reason why is because we have a 30-minute show, but inside those 30 minutes, there could be 5, 6, 10 different 10-second, 30-second, 60-second gems that you can repurpose over and over again, right? So A, you're going to get multiple pieces of content from that one podcast. Now, add the camera element, and now you have a video content piece. And so you have the same concept. Now you have the audio repurposing, which you can use like a still image, a meme, something like that. Or now you have the video content, which you can cut up and repurpose, add some banners, make it a little prettier. And now you got additional content that you can repurpose and do over and over again. So, I mean, and the next thing is you're building an audience. So what's the purpose of your marketing in the first place? Your billboards, your flyers, whatever it is, it's to get in front of more people. And it's much better if you know who those people are and if you can constantly market to the same type of people that you're looking for. So if you have a podcast audience, you know that they're listening to your specific content, you know they're connecting with you on a regular basis, you're repurposing and putting your brand and content in front of them on a regular basis. And so you have the opportunity to sell to them because nobody's going to buy from you unless they know, like, and trust you. And so having that content, having that podcast on a regular basis is doing for your audience what you would be doing at a networking event, is you're meeting people at that network event so that you can get to know, like, and trust them. And then they're going to send you referrals. It works the same way. So, you know, depending on what you want to do with your podcast, is it a branding tactic? Are you just trying to build brand so that people recognize you over time because you're not worried about the marketing, the money coming in on a regular basis? Or are you trying to build a marketing campaign where you're actually looking for dollars in sales? So, you know, hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, no, I think that was a great way to answer it. I couldn't agree more about how podcasting is almost, you know, maybe a triple or quadruple threat, where you're networking with people who are your guests coming on, tapping into their networks, recording audio. You know, that way you are building your audio branding, and you're also able to put out audio content on Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, you know, wherever there's a podcast, all different podcasting platforms. And then also you can do what you guys are doing, just, you know, record video of the podcast, tap into then YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, all these places where video works super well. And even if you're not like pointing a camera at yourself and actually recording the video, I've heard of people even having success with just taking their audio, putting up a picture, or maybe even like a slideshow on top of the audio, and then just putting that on YouTube and getting listens that way. So there's so many ways to attack it. And I think you hit it right on the head as well with, you know, podcasting is more branding versus marketing, more of a long-term strategy versus something that you expect an ROI out of. However, you know, and you mentioned this, it still can lead to sales, right? Because you're making such a positive impression on all of your listeners, you know, when they need to, you know, buy insurance, when they need to buy a house, they're going to come to you because they, like you said, know, like, and trust you. So, you know, I'm a big believer in branding and branding as a strategy to market yourself. You know, short-term marketing stuff is great when it's effective. And, you know, it's really nice to see an ROI that, you know, I spent $100 and made $1,000, you know, everybody wants that. And that's incredible. But, you know, nothing has a lasting impact, you know, like branding does, like really being able to influence somebody's day, really making them, really being able to make them feel a certain way. You know, you'll get a lot of response out of, you know, asking those people to buy or sell your product, as opposed to asking, you know, kind of a stranger, asking someone in your sales funnel.
Oh, totally. I mean, and one of the greatest things that as far as branding is concerned, I'll give you a quick story. So I told you we started the podcast in July last year. And then we had our first interview, I think it was like the beginning of December, and we got invited to the opening of a brokerage office over here in San Diego, Big Block Realty. And so we went to the Christmas party and nobody knew who we were. I mean, we were brand new at this thing. We had like one or two guests. So our intention was to go over there, shake hands, meet people, and get as many guests as we possibly could to come on the show. Yeah. And I remember leaving that event and I was talking to my brother and I was like, look, dude, next year we're going to come to the same event, but this time everybody's going to know who we are. And so, you know, the event already came out, the invite already came out. It's going to be on December 5th. We're looking forward to it. But true to our word, because of the consistency on a regular basis, that because of us continuing to put stuff out on a regular basis, our brand has been recognized now. And so when we go to local events here in San Diego, we get invited to different things. Now it's a different ballgame. We show up, people come up, shake hands, hugs, you know, tell us they listen to the show. When we go in December, it's going to be exactly like that. And that's a different avenue. We put, you know, one of the things we say on our podcast is it's a relationship building platform. And it really is. It's every single person that comes on the show, it becomes a family or friend that we talk to on a regular basis. Just like in any sales job, you built a relationship with somebody, you built a relationship with your client. We continue to follow up with that, whether it's on social, whether we pick up the phone, whether we send them a text message, we continue to build that relationship. And one of the things I say all the time is, you ever notice that successful people, when you ask them for something, they're like, oh yeah, I know a guy, right? They always have the hookup. And the reason why they always have the hookup is because they helped each other grow. They both started out somewhere and they helped each other get to where they are. So now they're both successful. They're like-minded people. They've worked together. They've had the consistency factor in each one of their independent fields. And now they're both successful. And they refer to each other business all the time. They have the hookup for each other. And that's kind of that's what's going to happen if you are consistent with your own podcast, is you're going to build those relationships. And the ones that are consistent in that industry that you're in, they're going to continue to thrive and succeed. And you're going to be right there alongside with them, because you're also consistent in what you're doing. So when you're going to need the hookup at some point, you're going to be the one that is asked for a service or a referral or whatever. You're going to be the one who gives the hookup, and vice versa. They're going to be the ones who are hooking you up. What's that, cream rises to the top, whatever. You know, that's what's going to happen if you're constantly doing the same thing over and over again. And you don't have to be the best right out the bat. Just take steps in the direction that you want to go, and you're going to get better.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really well said. That's a cool little story about you and your brother. You know, I'm looking forward to coming back to this event later on in the year and knowing everybody there. I'm sure that's gonna feel real great to having kind of made the impact that you've made over the last year. I wanted to ask you about, you know, how you kind of figured out what works on your podcast, right? 200 and what was it? 270. 77 episodes.
81, I think.
80, okay, 281 episodes recorded. You know, and like you said earlier, you know, your first one was much different than it is now. You know, how did you start to figure out what worked over time, and kind of, you know, track that process or make that process better?
Honestly, it's a trial and error type thing. Every time we tried something new, you get a feel as you're going on your show, whether, you know, you finish, you turn off the mic and you're like, dude, that was fire. That was awesome. That was great. And then you let the data speak for itself, you know, like you're going to see whether other people thought it was cool. And the cool thing is now when you look back, now I can look back and I can look at episode one and I'm like, okay, it's getting some traction now, but why is it getting some traction now? Well, probably because people are listening to episode 275, right? And they're thinking, oh, this was pretty cool. Who are these guys? They dropped down to episode one. And so I'm looking at, you know, episode one and saying, okay, how many downloads is it getting? How many views is it getting? How many listens is it getting? Is it growing? Then people are obviously checking it out and growing some interest. The other thing is honestly, I take a lot of advice from people who come on the show. They'll tell us things like, hey, you should try doing this type of intro, or maybe you should do promos of this, or have you considered getting sponsorships? Whatever information they want to bring to the table, whether they're experienced or not, you never know what ideas are going to pop in your head. So the way we do the show now, everything from, you know, the way we scream out business bros, I mean, that's become like one of our trademark things. Everywhere we go now, people yell, like when they see us, they go, oh, what's up business bros? Like they do it too. And it's corny, but it's fun, you know? And so I honestly have morphed as a podcast host, and the show itself has morphed as more and more people come on the show. One of the biggest things I think that changed for me was me individually figuring out why I'm doing it. I started it because it was just, I got to get in front of more people, tell them what it is I do. But that only gets you so far. After that, what are you trying to do on your show? Are you trying to sell a product? Are you an infomercial? Are you trying to motivate and inspire? Are you trying to educate? What is it that you're trying to do on your particular show or during your particular time? Because what you decide to do is going to change how you ask questions. Like, and trying to find my why, I barely 280 episodes in, and I just have a why that I think I've written down. And my why is to help you become a better you so that you find purpose and happiness in life. So, you know, I want to help you, baby, become a better you is B-A-B-Y. So, you know, I want to help you, babe. And in thinking that every single day when a podcast guest comes on, now I want to know more about them. Yes, they have a product. Yes, they have a service. But I want to dig a little deeper. I want to know, why is it that you are selling your particular product? Why do you get up in the morning? And I think understanding my own personal why has helped me in my questioning on my show, so I get deeper conversation with my guests, so that I get to really know who they are, so that when they leave, when the show's over, they think it's the most amazing show because they've opened up and they've shared who they are as an individual. And so I think, you know, I take notes from the greats. I take notes from Oprah Winfrey. I watch some of Oprah's interviews, some Larry King interviews, some Joe Rogan interviews. I like, you know, all those different greats, because they have made it somehow, some way, and they're all a little bit different. They all have different kinds of questionings. But what is it? Why do they get up every day? What is it that they're trying to achieve? If you can figure out, you know, if you can clearly see a focus in each of them, if you know why they're on the show, and then if you know what your reason is, I think your show's going to get that much better. It's just, but it's a progression. I mean, like I said, I came up with my why statement, and I don't know, like 10 episodes ago. So it's not, it's been a progression. You know, it's beyond that, you know, I want to make money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. I really like that idea, right? Having a why, not just behind your podcast, but, you know, behind your business, right? You know, I have a marketing business, right? And part of my why for doing what I want to do is, you know, I want to help people do marketing, right? I see amazing businesses out there. I see hardworking business owners out there. And, you know, when they have a website from 2002, I know they're losing a lot of business because it doesn't look good. That doesn't mean they don't deserve more business and don't work hard for it. So I want to help those people kind of get the business they deserve by, you know, bringing their website and their social media, you know, up to date and using some of the modern strategies, right? And part of the way I can help those people is by doing a podcast like this that helps provide some information, helps educate people, you know, helps them maybe get inspired by someone like yourself who comes on the show and is able to, you know, speak well and kind of encourage people to get out there and maybe start their own podcast, right? So I think having that why is important. And then you can almost use something like a podcast or a YouTube show or even just your basic marketing strategy as a way to achieve that why, right? As a way to expand on that why, right? So I help people, you know, I just kind of just explained it, but I help people by not only helping them actually run, you know, ad campaigns on Facebook or build a website, but then also, you know, hey, by the way, you know, I have this podcast, why don't you give it a listen, you know? And it kind of allows people who aren't my clients to get educated as well, so I can reach an even bigger audience. Goes back to kind of what you were saying at the beginning, right? You wanted to get in front of more people. You wanted to tell more people about, you know, insurance and about all the things you guys talk about. I think podcasting is just an amazing platform for doing that. And if you really have that why behind it, that true purpose, then, you know, it's a great tool.
It gives you that fuel you need. And think about it like this, maybe the podcasting isn't for you, right? But if you don't try it, you're not going to know. And the worst thing that can possibly happen is you put content.
You still there? I lost you for a second. Still can't hear you.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, strange. All right. So I think, let's see where we left off. Well, what I was saying is maybe the podcast thing isn't for you. Maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe you can't stick to consistency. Maybe you don't like the sound of your voice. Maybe, you know, interviewing people is not for you. I don't know, whatever the reason is going to be, but it could benefit you in other ways. Like this could be your training ground. This is where you practice saying what you want to say. This is where your elevator pitch gets better. This is where you develop your why. This is where you have your business therapy sessions. My brother and I, the first 6 months of doing this, we sat down and we talked every single day. If you can talk every single day with your partners, with your business partners, imagine how much better your business is going to be. You're sitting down talking about what's working, what's not working, how it's improving, how you can make things better, and how that test didn't work out, how that test did, what about it worked out, what makes it better. These are things that you can be talking about on your show. And even if nobody listens, if you have it documented that you're getting better, you can go back and say, you know, what were we thinking about that day? And, you know, what was that meeting about? You can go back and listen, and something that might have been a good idea in 2019 and you're in 2024 and it just wasn't the time. Maybe the time has come now, but you have it at least documented. You have it there. Somebody is going to benefit from the way you're thinking, because there are other people who think just like you. You're not the only unique individual going through independent problems. So if you're able to be vulnerable, if you're able and willing to come out and, you know, just use it as therapy. Just the sheer consistency and the literally talking it out and putting it down. If you're not putting it on paper, recording it digitally. My opinion only. I don't know 100% for everybody else, but that's been my experience so far.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, right? I mean, you know, maybe not everyone, well, a couple of things, you know. Yeah, maybe not everyone is great at podcasting, at speaking. However, I think by doing it again and again, you can get a lot better at it, right? You practice and you get better at this speaking thing. Secondly, too, even if you are crap at it, and even if your podcast doesn't bring you any business, I agree with you. I think, you know, just talking to people on a daily basis is a great practice, right? Having meaningful conversations is a great practice. You know, instead of, you know, spending 30 seconds to get somebody's opinion like they do on the news, you know, spending 30 minutes to an hour to have that conversation to talk about one topic is a much better way of doing it, in my opinion, really. Gives you time to really understand the other person's opinion, where they're coming from, think about it, and then respond, right? Because you're not crunched by a time limit. I think that's just a really important thing that anyone can do, really, to learn about themselves, learn about other people, and kind of just express their opinions, get it out there. And then three, too, right? You can learn a lot from the other person, right? You know, you were saying you learn a lot from your guests, right? You know, I learn a lot from my guests. Having someone like you on here talking about a podcast, you know, obviously we're talking about this on my podcast. I'm definitely going to use some of the tips that you were talking about for myself in the future. You know, I've had marketing people on here in the past that I now use some of their tips for my own marketing and for my clients. You know, I've had business people on here in the past. You know, you get the idea. It's such an amazing way to really learn from somebody by just sitting down here and talking for an extended period of time. So yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. I think even if it's not for you, there's something you could really get out of. There's a real benefit you can get out of by just kind of having these conversations on a regular basis. Not hearing anything.
All right. Well,
yeah. Again. So let me just
technical.
Technical difficulties. Hernan again is out in San Diego and just lost power momentarily. But we're back. We're back on now. Those are just, I guess, some of the things you have to deal with when you're doing a podcast, right?
100%. You never know what's going to happen. I'll give you a quick story. One time I was making dinner. I was making some ribs, and I bake my ribs before I cook them up. I bake them and then chop them up and put them on the grill. So bake time is about an hour. So I set the ribs just before a guest came in, because, you know, our podcasts are like 30 minutes. And I bake them in apple juice, and I guess they dripped a little bit in the oven. And so my kitchen had smoke. And in the middle of a podcast, my smoke alarms all go off. Beep, 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 oh, beep. Freaked out the guests. But again, that's what the show's about, right? Stuff happens in life, and you just got to push through and overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the theme of this podcast. It's just, you know, sometimes you don't have the right answer right away, and you got to just kind of figure it out. Not always an easy thing to do, but kind of the only thing you can do is just kind of put your head down and figure out a solution. So, you know, I knew something happened when you kind of just mysteriously left. So I was like, oh, I'll just hang with you. I'm sure he'll figure out how to get back on.
That was strange. That's a first for me.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So I think I had just kind of mentioned how, you know, podcasting and just long form conversations are just a great, I think just a great thing. And I think there is something kind of in it for everybody. And then I think you were going to go off that.
Yeah, there's something in it for everybody. If you give it a shot, if this is something that you want to do as a long-term play, then the options are limitless. I mean, we talked a little bit about building it as a business, as far as helping your other business, like helping our insurance company grow, right? But it can become its own business on its own. Mm-hmm. We're now at the point where we're looking for sponsors for our show. Mm-hmm. There's different things like, Patreon, which is, a subscription service where you can have your show give extra content to listeners, and they pay like a monthly subscription to be part of that extra group stuff. And so there's revenue to be made within your podcast itself and making it, turning it into a business in and of itself. Maybe you have some cool stuff that you do on a regular basis, and you do, I don't know, raffle drawings, or you put together, you know, social events, and there's all kinds of things that can happen as a result of you doing the podcast that are outside of the realm of whatever business you were already in. So you can definitely take it to any level you want to, and it will grow. There's no right way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. You're going to figure out what it is that you want to do, and it might change as you go along for the ride. And that's okay. You can always change it and direct it in any direction you want to go. You would do that in your business anyways. Mm-hmm. If you try some sort of marketing campaign and it never worked, you keep doing it over and over again? Of course not. You would modify and adapt so that you're getting the return that you're looking for. Well, it's the same thing with your podcast. You're going to give it a shot, and if it's not working, then you're going to change it so that it starts to work a little bit. And if it gives you the opportunity to start generating revenue, then you're going to take advantage of that. And if it doesn't work out that way, then you're going to modify and adapt again. But to me, one of those things, like the word failure, for example, I don't think people fail. I think people learn. The only time you actually fail is when you quit, when you stop. When you quit, that is a absolute failure. Everything else is just a learning. And you learn, you modify, you adapt, and you keep going. Something didn't work out right, you didn't fail at it. You just learned what not to do. Keep going, change it, and keep going. And so as long as you're continuously learning and getting better and improving, you're winning. There's no way to lose at this thing.
Absolutely, man. Definitely agree with you. And, you know, I think that's part of the reason why you've been able to attain the success that you guys have, you know, despite, you know, the things you're doing right, and the things that you are continually doing and consistently doing. I think just, you know, having that attitude that you cannot fail, you cannot lose, and that when there is an issue, whether it's the power going out, a smoke alarm, or something much bigger, you can get over it. You can figure it out. You can move past that issue. And if you can do that, you know, then I think kind of the world is kind of your oyster. You kind of have the opportunity. You kind of have the foundation to be able to do whatever it is you're willing to push yourself to do. You know, maybe again, maybe you are not the most talented speaker. And that doesn't mean by, you know, practicing day in, day out that you cannot, you know, improve on that. And I do believe in limits, right? You know, I'm 5'9". I played college football, but I'm terrible at basketball. So I'll never be, you know, a pro basketball player. I'll never be a pro football player either. I had a better shot at that than anything, but I'll never be either of those, right? So I think there are limits on us in certain things. That doesn't mean, though, you can't achieve a great degree of success. That doesn't mean that you can't achieve a great degree of happiness by doing something that you like to do on a daily basis, even if you're not amazing at it, even if you're not going to be the top 5 people in the world at it, right? You can still be the top million or top 10 million and really enjoy doing it and make, you know, a decent living off of it. So you know, I just think there's so many opportunities out there with the internet nowadays for people to actually do the things that they enjoy doing or finding something new that they might enjoy doing. And, you know, podcasting is just one of them that we're kind of focusing in on today. But, you know, that's kind of part of my mission as well, is just educating people on all those opportunities that are out there on the internet.
Just give yourself options. Always give yourself options.
Sure. Well, coming up on an hour now, I kind of like to keep these things, you know, right around that time. So I think it's a good point to wrap up. You know, thanks again, you know, Hernan, for coming on. And, you know, it's crazy that we had that little power outage in the middle. But again, you know, sometimes you just have to figure it out when faced with adversity like that. Really cool to kind of just focus in on podcasting on this episode. That's something that I really haven't done yet. I've talked to other people who have their own podcasts, but I was really happy to have you on to really just provide a lot of insight around that. I think you gave a lot of great tips, a lot of practical tips, you know, not just, you know, be positive and, you know, we talked about that, but you also gave some really practical tips like, hey, make sure your guests add you on Facebook and make sure they, you know, invite their friends to like your page on Facebook, right? That practical stuff is super important. And I think that's something that definitely is lacking in a lot of social media accounts. You know, they want to give you all these little, you know, tidbits to kind of get you to pay for their course, and then maybe they give you some real information, maybe not even at that point. So I think it's super, you know, it's really awesome to come across someone like yourself who's really willing to put those tips out there, right? You don't want to keep them all for yourself. You'd rather have other people have access to that information. And I just wanted to thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that stuff on the show today, and thanks again for coming on.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, I really appreciate you having me on the show. I'll leave you with one more. Super free to start a podcast these days, right? And to get it syndicated out with everybody else. So there's it's not new, but they recently did an update to their platform. And now you have the capability of putting out a podcast. The hosting is free. If you want to add commercials to your stuff, there's people who are already on that platform willing to pay for it. And it's syndicated. It out to everybody, like, you know, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that stuff. And you can do it for free directly on your phone. It's this app called Anchor FM. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to start your own podcast, give it a shot. See if it's even your thing. Anchor FM, you have the ability to record your podcast, post your podcast, do conference calls with people, have people answer questions. I mean, all kinds of cool features, and it's free. So, you know, give it a shot, you know, try it. And see if it's your thing.
Yes. Awesome, man. Thanks so much for sharing that. I appreciate it.
No problem. All right, Jonathan, you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot, Hernan. Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.